Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 24th, 2023. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from Isaiah. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose? A day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. One of the well-known realities among people in the health and fitness industry is the phenomenon known as the resolutionaries. These are the folks who, seeing the need to make some changes, sign up for a gym membership in December, hit the gym with gusto beginning on or about January 1, and then have all but disappeared from view by mid-February, rarely, if ever, to be seen again. In fact, the industry's entire economic sustainability plan is financed by all of the folks who continue to pay their fees, sometimes for years, yet who never darken the gym doors after their brief moment of resolve breaks apart on the rocks of life's realities. In my years of serving as a parish priest, I've seen plenty of folks take on the season of Lent like those resolutionaries, firmly deciding that this year will be different. This year will be the year that I will get all of the disciplines right. I will pray better, I will fast better or more, I will make it to church more, I will serve more, I will give more, I will read more of the Bible. This will be the year I will finally become truly holy. And, predictably, within a few days or a couple of weeks after Ash Wednesday, all of the carefully crafted Lenten disciplines have been forgotten, squeezed out by the realities of lives stuffed with all sorts of stuff. If any of this has ever happened to you, you're in good company. Welcome to the human condition. Change of any sort is hard because there is no magic tip or trick that will give us results without any effort on our part. Being a resolutionary is easy. Committing to a set of practices over time, even when nothing seems to be happening, well, that's a different story. In our lesson today, God's people have been doing some complaining. In essence, they're saying things like this. We're keeping the appointed fasts, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and nothing is happening. What's up with that? Where are you when we call upon you, Lord? And in one of the great features we see repeatedly in the biblical text, God talks back. Yep, through the voice of the prophet, God answers the people's complaint, but maybe not in the way they would have preferred. Turns out, just doing the right sorts of fasts in the right way at the right time is only the beginning. God wants more than ceremonial exactitude. God desires that the external fasting and the other assorted spiritual disciplines will lead to a change of heart amongst the people, In other words, God wants conversion. Instead of fasting to get something, the people are challenged to fast in order to become something, to become more aware of their fellow human beings' circumstances and needs. Who is oppressed? Set them free. Who is hungry? Feed them. Who is homeless? Shelter them. Who is naked? Clothe them. Through becoming more aware of the needs of the people around them and attending to those needs, God's people will become more aware of God's presence, not only in their lives, but throughout the whole world. But this sort of awareness is born from both faithfulness and openness of heart. The spiritual life is one lived over time. Rarely does transformation occur in a flash. Most often, the transformation we all long for happens almost imperceptibly over the course of years and years. Years of fits and starts, years of small successes and spectacular failures. Eventually, we have to set aside the impatience of the resolutionary and submit ourselves to the subtle movement of God's Spirit in our lives. In another place in the Bible, God speaks and says something to the effect of, "I don't need your fasts or your sacrifices." I believe this to be true. We don't undertake spiritual exercises to placate God's anger or to attempt to convince God to do something for us. Rather, all of our fasting and prayer, all of our meditation and study, all of our serving and giving are ways in which we open up ourselves to become more attentive to God's presence in our lives and God's call to us to live as beacons of God's love and mercy in the world around us. This is not the flash in the pan enthusiasm of the resolutionary. This is the steady pace of faithfulness. "Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you." Let us pray. Support us, O Lord, with your gracious favor through the fast we have begun, that as we observe it by bodily self-denial, so we may fulfill it with inner sincerity of heart. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.